The mother is excited, but guess what? As soon as she conceives, her health begins to change. What happens? Mostly there's negative that comes in. She has morning sickness. She might not feel well. She has to check her pressure. She has to worry about her heartburn at some point. She has to be concerned about her sleep at a point. And what are you doing? You are comfy, relaxed, beautiful, floating in beautifully conditioned liquid that is absolutely superb. Your environment is unique and you're busy going around. And at 120 days, you start kicking as well. Subhanallah. The soul is blown. Here is your mother. The heavier you're becoming, the happier she's becoming. The more burdensome you becoming, the more excited she is about receiving you. Subhanallah. That's the first person you take for granted. And I know from amongst us, there are those whose mothers are unreasonable, totally unreasonable. But how do you treat her? That's the question. She can be unreasonable. Are you unreasonable? You might want to distance from some toxic mothers, which happens at times, but to what limit? To what extent? Will you still consider her a person whom paradise will be achieved through her service? Many people say, no, my mother's really, really so bad, so terrible. I don't want to have anything to do with her. It depends. Obviously, I'm speaking generally. It depends what she's done. And another thing, even if she's done something bad, you need to ask Allah Almighty to guide her, to grant her goodness. That's the minimum care. When you see a drunkard on the street, when you see a person who's done something really bad, your concern should be such that you reach out to them with a good dua. You see a person who swore at you, instead of swearing them back, you can pray for them. You can ask Allah to guide them. Tomorrow their hearts will be softened. And if it was your dua that softened the heart, wallahi, you've contributed towards empowering community and society towards the correct development. Subhanallah.